You're listening to Knowing Faith, a podcast of Training the Church.
We're recording a special episode today, and Jen, this is going to be a surprise for you in particular, and it's going to be one that initially you're going to guffaw at, and you're not
really... Yeah, if I know anything about Jen, is that she loves surprises.
Why is JT smiling? Does he know the surprise, or does he just enjoy the fact that I don't?
Have I ever not known a surprise about Jen's life? I always know jump scare scenes. I mean...
That's what this feels like.
Well, it's not. It's like a good. It's like a good okay. one. It's a good
this is
one.
A good one.
It's a good surprise. Okay. So this is Kyle Werland. I'm joined by my co-hosts Jen Wilkin and JT English. You're listening to Knowing Faith, and today's episode is a bit of a surprise. I didn't give Jen or JT a run sheet for this episode, and there's a reason for that. I named it in our schedule of episodes hashtag friendship, but it really is a little bit different than that. Let me read Hebrews 13:7. Hebrews 13:7 says, "Remember your leaders who have spoken God's word to you. As you carefully observe the outcome of their lives, imitate their faith." And one of the things that JT and I knew we wanted to do 10 seasons into Knowing Faith, and that we talked about long before we ever started recording a single episode, months and months and months ago, was that we felt like the time was right to take a moment to honor the legacy of the teaching ministry of our friend. And we felt like this was a really good opportunity to do that. And it turns out there were other people who really wanted to do that as well. And so I'll begin, and then JT's going to say something, and then we're going to let in some friends, and then we're going to let in some more friends later. But I had to stagger them because our studio only lets us let in a couple of people at a time. But Jen, I got to tell you, sister, we've talked about friendship on here. We've talked about brother-sister relationships. But I can't tell you how significant your life and your leadership have been to me as a model for faithfulness in the local church while having a passion and burden for God's people beyond the local church. Very rarely do you find somebody who has been as honorable in their commitment to a local church and as passionate about seeing so many people encounter God's word around the world as I have seen in you. And it has been such a blessing, and it's been a challenge to me from the earliest days of just knowing you as the editor of the blog at the church that I worked at, and you telling me to quit tagging celebrities in my tweets. I was so desperate for attention. I was such a young voice, and I was so desperate for attention, and you were so kind to help me learn, hey, you've got something to say. There is a righteous way to say it, and there are unrighteous ways to say it, and you should choose the righteous ways. And I'm tremendously grateful for that. I could name 100 things about your life and your ministry, about the opportunity that I had to think through what it truly meant to be a collaborative brother with a sister in Christ in the context of a local church. And I'm so grateful for you. And I really have seen so much in your life that is worthy of imitation. And I've profited from your teaching ministry in significant ways. I can remember reading Women of the Word before I knew you and thinking, this is such an incredible tool as we think about just helping encourage people. It really called me to the carpet on some of my, what had become through seminary, just some biblical apathy, some apathy towards the story of Scripture and studying the Bible seriously. I thought I'd move past that. And it was really a clarion call to me to go like, no, that is our first base. That's home base for us. And so I could say so many things, but I'm so truly grateful for your life, your leadership, and your teaching ministry, and your friendship, and your partnership in the gospel. And so I hope that today honors you. That's what it's intended to do. JT?
Yeah, I'm going to follow up on that and say that I know what's happening right now is Jen is hating this. And...
Oh yeah.
Dying inside.
And we are loving this, which is what truly makes siblinghood beautiful. Jen, I wish so badly that I could be there with you and give you a hug during this. And I'm going to do the best I can to not cry. Brad, don't put this on Instagram because these are the worst. I don't have a biological sister. I don't have a biological brother. But you are mine, and I'm thankful for that. The Lord's given me something that I desperately missed, but now have, because the gospel is true, and I'm thankful for that. And this is the first time I think anybody's ever cried on Knowing Faith when we weren't fighting. Jen, I'll never forget, you came to our previous church when we were in Louisville and taught mm-hmm. the Bible. You didn't do anything fancy. You didn't do anything like explosive. You just had the Bible. And my wife came home to our home, our little home in Louisville, before Thomas and Bailey. And she said, I love God's word more. I understand who God is more. I understand the gospel in deeper ways. And that has shaped and formed our family. That was, gosh, 12 years ago, 11 years ago. And then it was a year after that that I was invited to join the staff at the Village Church. And I show up behind that like little closet thing, whatever you were working in, like the movable.
It was a trifold screen.
The trifold screen. And I was like, are you Jen Wilkin? And you're like, are you JT? And we kind of had to figure each other out. And like, we've talked about that on this before. But the relationship that the Lord has given you and I, I'm so deeply thankful for. It's something that I'll carry all the days of my life as a brother of yours that I'm deeply thankful for. I would say the same thing about Kyle, but just know that like this isn't like a, and I it's hard to express this to the people who are listening, is I often forget that we're actually doing a podcast. I think we're on a Zoom call with friends. Like I'm not talking to the people who are listening. I'm talking to you and I'm talking to Kyle and we're learning together and we're expressing love for one another. And man, I'm so thankful of the hard moments we've had. I'm thankful for the great moments we've had. I'm grateful for all of the in-between and joking that we've had because it's formed me and it's formed my family. It's formed my kids. Yeah. And at the height of that is your love for the Bible, your love for God's word and how you've helped me become a better teacher of God's word and to take God's word seriously. And I just, man, I'm like a soppy mess over here. I didn't know that was going to happen, but Jen, I love you as a sister. Oh, I'm so thankful.
I love you too. I love you guys both. I'm sweating right now. I'm like so nervous. I know.
That's why I'm actually like teasing this out a little bit. Like, let's make her feel the pain here.
What is happening?
Nothing's happening. Just know that we are thankful.
Nothing's happening. We are. And our audience has heard a lot about our friendship. One thing that I don't think that people would know, I think they would have missed that, is that you've had such a significant impact on real women in local churches who are also teaching the Bible. You've helped raise up other people. You've discipled people. You've trained people. You've given people opportunities. And some of them wanted to come on and just say thanks. And so I'm going to let some friends in here now. And let's just say hi as they jump on. All sorts of friendly faces here. There we go.
Nice.
Hey.
Oh,
hey, everybody. People. How's it going?
Hi.
Good. Guys. Oh, my gosh. Good. Ina.
She is in an undisclosed location.
Right,
we don't
want to
announce it for the internet, but. hey, everybody. Thank you for making time to jump in with us. I already drilled you guys, so you know the drill. We don't have a long time. And I just said this before you jumped on. Hebrews 13:7 says, remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. And so I just want to round robin real quick and give us an opportunity to just introduce who you are, where you're at in the life of the church and what you're up to. Basically, how are you serving, teaching, training God's people? How'd you meet Jen? And what impact has her life and her teaching ministry had on you as a woman leading and teaching in the life of the local church? So can I just call on somebody to start? Is that okay? Let's start with Taryn Mays. Taryn, will you kick us off, sister?
Jen, I'm Taryn Mays. I serve as a spiritual formation director over at Citizens Church. And I know Jen because we had the pleasure of serving on staff together at the church that we are part of. And goodness, we met because I fumbled my way into studying and learning how to teach the Bible. So, and by God's grace, he gave me mothers in front of me, Ina being one of them, Jen being another. And then we had the privilege of getting to serve on our executive staff together. And I just simply want to say there is no other woman in my life who has so exemplified what a mother in the faith is and what it means. And I look at you and I am amazed that God would give me the grace not only of having you as a mother, but having you as friend, and the fact that you were so gracious to me and just pulled up a seat at every, and that's what I feel like you do. You just make space at every table for the people in your life. You see the work of the Spirit in people, and you call them just into something greater. And it is such a gift. So I adore you. I love you so much.
I didn't do you any favor.
Oh man, no, it's been fun. It's been so fun to just get to see. I mean, I remember getting to hear Taryn. I came through Plano. This was years ago, and I was sitting in on Men and Women's Bible Study, and I remember hearing you teach and just being like, "My goodness, this woman can teach the Bible." You blew my hair.
Wait,
back.
No. Thought, you need a different metaphor. My goodness, and like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. She blew my hair off. This is yeah. It's gone. Yeah, it went away. But sister, you've been so faithful at our sister church up there. We're so grateful for you, sister, and thank you for jumping on here to honor our faithful older sister here. Ina, why don't you jump in too as the other representative of Plano Life? Hashtag Plano Life.
Hashtag Plano Life. Goodness, Jen, I met Jen in, I think, 2010 through joining her Bible study. And I just remember having so much hope that I could understand my Bible for the first time. And she gave me that framework and confidence, really. And then, goodness, when it just came time for me to step out on my own, she also just continued to give me that confidence that God did not just gift a few with the gift of teaching, but that he is so generous with his gifts, and that there is a process and a way to study God's word that is honoring to him and honoring to the community. And she gave me confidence and tools, and she spent so much time with me. When I look back at that, I'm like, she didn't have time for that, but she taught me how to study the word of God and invested in me, not just as a teacher, but as a friend. And I just, goodness, I hope that I am running the way that you are, Jen. I mean, I think about your family. I think about your beautiful grandkids and just all of the things that are going on in your life, and just that you continue to invest in the church and you invested in us. And I'm so thankful for that. I love you so much. And I wish there was a tangible way for you see the ripple effect that you've had on the church. I wish if I could visualize it, because you have great, great grandchildren in the church. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you have, God has used you so specifically, and oh, you're a gift to me. You're a gift to the church. We love you.
Yeah. You know, it's so, you know, I was thinking ripples there, Ina, you know, and that's such a good metaphor. And I was going to encourage you, sister, you and Taryn. But when I think about some of the ripples, Jen pouring into you guys, now at Mosaic, we have a women's Bible study, and some of our strongest leaders are people we inherited from the women's Bible study at Plano. So it's like this incredible thing now of like, man, Jen poured into you guys, you poured into leaders, and now these leaders are at a church plant basically two generations removed from that original kind of pouring out, and they're investing in women, and women are learning how to study the Bible and reading and training. And I can't imagine what that'll look like two, three, four more generations away in the life of planting and multiplication. And so thank you. Thank you for making time to be on here. I do have to move us on to the other podcast host that has joined the call here, the host of Starting Place with Elizabeth Woodson, the one, the only Elizabeth Woodson. Thank you, Elizabeth, for making time out of your podcast recording schedule, sister.
It is great to be here. I met Jen, and probably in a kind of random way, a decade ago, I sent Jen an email. I was in seminary, and I had heard her speak somewhere, and I was like, I need to know this woman. And I don't think Jen's going to do this anymore, but she agreed to meet with me, and I think she was trying to see
me. I can't even get a meeting with Jen at this point.
Right.
Crazy. It's like, we're friends. We know each other.
You got to get with your people. JT.
Yeah. That's right.
And that first meeting blossomed into a mentorship, friendship, and then I had the opportunity to work with Jen. And what I think what comes to mind for me is you took a chance on me, Jen. You took a chance on pouring your time into me and to teaching me how to teach, teaching me how to write, but also showing me what it meant to be a woman who ministered to God's people. I have seen you navigate some really hard situations with such honor and grace and faith in the Lord. You have helped me do the same in my own life. You have shown me what it looks like to steward a public platform in a way that glorifies the Lord and not yourself. And you helped young, hungry seminary student find a love for the Lord she didn't know she could have. And there are so many people who have benefited and will benefit from your faithfulness. I am not the same person that I was when I met you 10 years ago at that Starbucks. And I'm grateful that you said yes to me all those years ago.
I am not the same person either, Elizabeth. I love you. Guys, should I mute myself, or does the whole world want to hear me?
Engineer Brad is going to clip the appropriate amount of sniffles.
Mute off. You can't even mute yourself. We want it.
Yeah. He's actually, if you could get that higher in the mix, Engineer Brad, that'd be great. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. And truthfully, like, I know I was hyping her up before, but like, one of the coolest things about this now, again, we're just talking about some of that, just like that impact of that kind of just ripple effect. But like, if you have not gone and checked out Starting Place, it's fantastic. She's doing incredible work of bringing basic believers through the story of Scripture, and you're missing out. She's not saying that. I'm saying that. You need to go check it out. I mean that 100%. Miss Jenny Ham, could you just bless Miss Wilkin for a second?
Jenny!
Yes, that's easy to do. Well, I got to meet Jen, I think about 12 years ago. We were doing Bible study together, and I remember approaching her with maybe an edit in a Bible study, and then all of a sudden I was hired to start editing, and maybe I was brutal enough to pass the test and was willing to... To be honest with you,
Elizabeth's laughing,
right?
She knows.
Yes, I can be a brutal editor. So yeah, that started a journey of getting to write and teach together. And I love what Taryn said about just making a seat at the table, because I just feel so grateful that you invited me in to grow from editing to writing to teaching. And I feel like one of the things I've learned the most from you is just allowing the student to be a learner. I think my nature is to want to just teach something and bring someone to the answer I want them to come to, and learning from you that we can let the student come to the answer. And so that's been good. Also just that you've allowed me to grow as my own teacher, and how we both have different styles, and yet you've given me space to grow in my own way, and I'm thankful. And then I also look around at all these faces and I think, I'm the only one that gets to still work with you. Like, we get to partner together currently.
No, let's all get back together. Okay. Let's get the band together again. Yes.
So I just have the joy of getting to work with you regularly. And then also, I'm so grateful for your friendship. I feel very, very blessed.
I feel that too, Jenny. Thank you. And thank you for not being scared of me and telling
Don't worry.
Me when my questions
are bad.
Don't worry.
I can do that. Job. Hey, just one thing maybe before we move on that I'll just mention here. Jenny, you and I got to know each other, and I haven't had the chance to do this with others, but gosh, there's so much I want to say to everybody on this call. Just know that I'm deeply thankful for you and your impact on my life and ministry also. But Jenny, specifically, you and I think about Colleen Searcy, you guys were in that first iteration of the training program when I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. We launched it, and it was like, I thought maybe 10 people would do it. Like, literally, I thought 10 people would do it, and we had almost 200 people doing it. It was just like, and Caroline, who we're going to next, was a part of that. Like, it's just like, I think about that. And you met me in the parking lot with Colleen, and you guys were like, finally, our church is taking Bible literacy to that level that we want it to. And that really was birthed, I think, in Jen's vision, what you guys were asking for. And sister, I just, and also think about all the conversations that I've had with you after you teaching women's Bible study at the Village when Jen isn't there or Elizabeth doing it. Like, when we think about the ripple effect, you're a significant part of that ripple effect, and just so thankful for that.
I love it. And last but certainly not least, my colleague and current theological discipleship, Caroline Smiley, the soon to be Dr. Smiley, the fast approach, the already but not yet,
indeed.
Dr. Caroline Smiley.
It's always a not yet.
Wow! Thank you. Wow,
coming
JT,
in hot.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate Kyle's faith, because I could need a little bit. I need a little bit more of that. Gosh, I mean, Jen, there are no words. No words. Our journey begins in some funny places, but Jen and I worked alongside each
other. It does indeed.
Some of which probably should not be recounted here. But our friendship deepened or really took off when JT came to the village. I think it was about 8 years ago, a little over 8 years ago, talking a big talk about training.
That doesn't sound like me.
Doing theological training in the local church. And Jen and I were both equally intrigued and I think also just perplexed and decided to apply both for the same job. And so Jen and I's friendship really took off when we interviewed for the same job. That's and right. By Jen's grace and JT's grace, he ended up hiring both of us to split the job, which has been one of the most profound demonstrations of God's grace in my life. And so Jen and I shared office for 2.5 years. And what JT did not tell us when we signed on for this was that we were signing on also to be part of the complementarianism initiative at our church.
I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah.
It wasn't part of my job description. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, someone signed all three of us up for it, and it made the Lord. And it made for a really interesting, and to be, you know, Frank, as you guys have talked about in your podcast before, a really tense couple of years. And so when I say Jen and I have done battle together, I really mean it. And I mean, you know, at times against each other, we didn't always agree. We'd close the door and hash some things out. And then, I just could echo everything everyone else has said. No one has been more of a mother and an older sister in the faith to me. No one has modeled not only faith, but also for me personally, a career. When I looked around and thought, can I do this as a woman? I saw no one. The only person that I saw was Jen. The only person that I could say, okay, I can be this thing that I think I want to be. There's space for me to do that. And then on top of that, not only did Jen model it, but she encouraged me in a profound way. No one has encouraged me on this path of pursuing doctoral education in the New Testament the way that Jen has. And doing theological education in the local church, not even JT and Kyle, although I do get to teach alongside Kyle. I know, we do it together. But I just, I think the thing that we talked about a lot of things in the office, but one of the things that you would say to me so consistently when I was so frustrated about different things, maybe going on, especially for women in the church or just for me personally, was be the change. This is not biblical. It's actually from Gandhi, but something to the effect of be the change that you want to see. Yeah,
editor Brad, to cut that one editor out. Brad, do this.
But you were so quick to remind me that it doesn't matter what other people are, what they're giving to me, just to be the person that I wanted to be, that the Lord had called me to be, to pursue the Lord's calling and what He has spoken over me and equipped me for and gifted me for, not to wait necessarily on other people. And I think that you demonstrated and modeled what it looks like to be a woman clothed with strength and dignity in a way that I've never seen before. And I saw you do it under such duress and in such tension. And you were there for me, and you spoke life and love over me in some of the hardest moments of my faith. And I just I can't say thank you or that I love you enough. You've profoundly changed me and propelled me down this path and encouraged me. You have modeled so well for the world what it looks like to be a theologian without formal academic credentials, and yet also championed me and cheered me on to do that. And I wouldn't be doing that if it weren't for you, and to recognize everyone's gift and contribution to the kingdom. I love you, Jen. I'm so thankful for you.
I love you too. Guys, I didn't take a chance on any of you. I didn't. There was no risk involved at all. You were just so obviously gifted. I love you guys.
Now, if Kyle and JT had shared an office with you, they would have known that they should have prime-nowed you some tissues before this podcast.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
That's true. That's actually a really good point. You know what? I think there's only one way to end this time right here, which is to just say that the Lord is so kind and generous to His people, and that the admonition in Hebrews 13 is one that we want to walk in faithfulness towards, not because praise belongs to people, but because it belongs to God. And when we honor one another, when we honor our brothers and sisters in the faith, when we honor our spiritual mothers and fathers, there's an opportunity for us to remember that for from Him and through Him and to Him To God belongs all the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so, Jen, I know I can speak for these women and I can recap what they've said and saying, thank you for your faithfulness and your leadership. And thank you for your way of teaching and instructing us as younger teachers and preachers and communicators and leaders and students of Scripture. We're so grateful for that. I do have to kindly and suddenly ask all of these people to leave because... And so everybody wave goodbye to Jen. Send her a text message afterwards.
I love you guys. Let's
thank
hang
you,
out.
Thank you, thank you to everyone
before
who just
the New
joined
Jerusalem.
Us.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank yeah. you, thank you. How can Christians wholeheartedly pursue God without an undercurrent of guilt, fear, or anxiety? How can imperfect people experience God's peace while seeking to obey His perfect standards? Faith Chang writes to fellow Christian perfectionists in her new book, Peace Over Perfection. Discover the depths of God's patience, mercy, and righteousness, and find freedom to pursue Him with peace. Listeners get 25% off at thegoodbook.com with code KNOWING. That's Peace Over Perfection by Faith Chang. You can find it at thegoodbook.com and get 25% off with the code KNOWING. Meet your new favorite study companion. Immerse yourself in both the Old and New Testaments with the Holman Handbooks, brought to you by the Christian Standard Bible. I've got to tell you, I love these handbooks. They contain charts, maps, word studies, and more for each book of the Bible. They are some of my most used resources whenever I'm studying a passage. They intersect beauty, goodness, and truth, and they're designed to last a lifetime as a valuable resource for Bible study, teaching, and ongoing discipleship. They're available in two different cover options for each. Buy one, get one free at lifeway.com with the promo code HandbookBogo. Again, that is HandbookBogo on lifeway.com in order to get some of these Holman handbooks, HandbookBogo, Handbook BOGO on lifeway.com for these Holman handbooks. They are fantastic resources. Okay, how you doing? You good?
This is terrible. Do you guys know about some health diagnosis I don't know about or something like?
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff called us. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay. I think I need you to put on your seatbelt, okay? Because Hebrews 13:7 says, remember your leaders, those who spoke to the word of God. But Hebrews has a lot to say about the law. And as somebody who wrote a book on the Ten Commandments, you know that there's one of those commandments that's a good one to honor and is a good one to honor today, which is to honor your mother and father that your days may be long upon the earth. I am the king of segues. I'm going to be honest with you. I got to tell you guys, I'm a pro at this. I'm so proud of myself. But we do have some other people to come in. They're friends for JT and I, but they're family for you. So let me let in a few folks that we got here.
Oh, it's my babies.
Oh my gosh, look at this. Look at who's joined us.
Hey
it
guys.
Is it's all of these beautiful people, right?
It was no problem at all.
Yes.
No technical difficulties. Yeah. We signed right on. Yeah.
This is seamless.
This worked so naturally, and everybody jumped on, and Matt had it figured out immediately. And now, Calvin, you're calling into this podcast from where?
It's about 40 feet below my mother.
Okay.
On the first floor of the house, yes.
That's fantastic. Well, here's what we wanted to do. I told your mom this before we jumped on. We just got off. Your mom has tears in her eyes because she just got off a call of a lot of young women who she's trained up to teach God's word to, encouraging her, honoring her. We started with Hebrews 13:7. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. And then I said, actually, there's one more surprise, and I let all of you into this call because we don't just want to honor the legacy of your mom as it pertains to her public ministry, but the fact that, like, Scripture says, honor your mother and father that your days may be long upon the earth. And we just felt like, man, as if this is a legacy episode, we got to talk to the OGs in the in the Jen Wilkin world, the Jen Wilkin universe, multiverse, probably at this point, right? But we got to we gotta speak to the source. We gotta go right to the source here. So we wanted to bring you guys on and just, you know, ask you some hard hitting questions about your mom.
You guys remember all the stuff we said we'd never talk about outside of the four walls? We're all on the same page right now, right?
Yeah. How old were you guys when your mom still started yelling observation, interpretation? Like, at what point?
She was whispering it to us when we were in the womb.
That's right. Yes. That's awesome. I love it. Well, guys, so here's what I want to ask you guys. Seriously. And like I told you in the email, we're not going to go around and everybody raise their hand and say, here's the one thing I learned from Jan Watkins. Truthfully,
Kyle, do you want us to introduce ourselves?
Oh, thank you. You know what, Matt?
That was also in the email.
Wow. For the one person who had no technical difficulties, you are now running the show, Matt.
Yeah.
But no, I do respect that, Matt. Thanks for keeping us on agenda. Matt, why don't you start us off here? Why don't you introduce yourself and then we'll just round robin here.
All right. My name is Matt. I am the eldest of the Wilkin clan. I live about 10 minutes from my mother these days.
Yes.
We go to church together every Sunday, which is such a joy.
Wow. This is a glowing endorsement.
I don't know what else to say.
That's it, Matt. That's it. Thank you. You said it all. Let's move on. I don't know. You guys introduce yourself in the order in which you would introduce yourself.
I am Mary Kate. I am number two in the birth order, a shy 13 months behind Matt. And I do not live downstairs or 10 minutes down the road. I am either a 14-hour plane flight or 5,000 miles away in Asia. But I'm here. And that's me.
There we go.
I love you, Mary Kate. I feel like we need to sing happy birthday or something. That's what this feels like. I'm Micaiah. I arrived on scene about 8 years ago.
You did.
Late to the party, but I still got here. And Jen is my bonus mom.
Love it. Thanks, Micaiah.
Well, yeah. I'm Claire. I don't have the charm of being close or extremely far in a cool place. I'm in the medical capital of Texas in Houston. I am according to Google Maps, I'm a 4.5-hour drive, but it's usually more like 6. And I'm the third born.
There we go. Houston, I grew up around Houston, Claire. I didn't know it was the medical capital of Texas, though.
It's actually the biggest medical center in the world.
Wow. Okay, cool.
There you go.
Ironic that it's in Houston.
Mm. Fun facts.
A lot of sick people.
Oh, gosh.
Where should we put this? I got this. Texas.
Okay. Last but not least, we got the one who's closest geographically at present.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Calvin. I am Calvin. I am currently right downstairs. I wake up.
I'm right downstairs.
50 feet from mom. Then I wake up and cook her breakfast and bring it to her in bed every morning. I'm the youngest Wilkin and the favorite Wilkin, as she's probably said many times on the podcast.
Oh, so you listen avidly, I can tell, Calvin. You're a big, big listener.
Yeah, every episode, I'm just right there.
Well, guys, thank you. Thanks for making time. Here's what I want to do. What's one thing you've learned from the faith and life of Jen?
I think one of the biggest things I've learned from her is to appreciate and relish great beauty, the creative beauty of the Lord, and even beauty in his, I guess you could say, the inspiration of the humans he's created. My mom is the reason that I can't read the end of A Tale of Two Cities without crying. When you guys are making fun of her reading something and crying, that is literally me anytime I try and share a quote of something with my wife or with somebody else. So, she was, as long as we were growing up, she would always make time for things like walks and for watching the sunset and listening to beautiful music. And I think she has really helped to point me to the beauty of the Lord in those things, as well as in literature, which we both love.
You stole mine. You stole mine. I was up at like 2:30.
There's going to be a little bit of a theme here.
Yeah. No, I'll just jump onto that same one of, I've always said that you've had such a great eye for beauty, whether it's in, like Matt said, with literature or people. I have a vivid memory of you telling one of us on our birthdays, telling an arguer that they had such a strong sense of justice. And I loved how you just have this knack for seeing the beauty in people of, hey, look, there's this thing that this is how you cultivate it into the beautiful thing that honors the Lord. And I love that. I love that. And I tried to do that with my students of, this kid is driving me crazy. What's the good and beautiful and honorable thing in this that I can call them to instead of being like, you're driving me crazy. And so I just really appreciated all the things Matt said, but plus I also see that in how you treat people. Mm-hmm.
So all those times I said we were having a nature moment on a car trip actually paid off in the long run.
Annoying in the moment.
No, I still resent those. Yeah.
Nature moment. That's brilliant. Yeah.
What is it? What is it? What is a nature moment?
You're going to write that down. Okay, so diary.
Basically, imagine you're watching a movie or reading a book or whatever in the back of your car, and then your mom reaches back and pauses the movie and says, nature moment, look out to the left.
Yeah, but also keep in mind that it's like the same scenery that's been going on for the past 500 miles. And right. You're only allowed to watch one movie for all 10 hours. This is your one movie.
It's like the stretch of land. It's like Quanah, Texas. It's like
between. It's really pretty.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, I can go next. Obviously, I corroborate all those things that Matt and Mary-Kate just highlighted. I love those things, too. One of the things I really have honored and respected about you, Mom, is just how hard you work for things that you feel are right and the things that you're convicted about. And it's not important to you that you get recognition or a platform or just any sort of praise for the things you're doing. As long as there's a single ear who will listen, you will be working hard to teach and to show the Lord to other people. And I just think about all the work that you did about Bible literacy and teaching people how to read the Bible the right way before it was ever your job and before you ever had resources and support. And just you've been in a lot of scenarios where you were kind of the only voice for what you were passionate about and you just kept on going. And so I just have really respected how you've stuck around when things are hard because you care about what's right. And that's a really big modeled behavior that I think is really helpful for me to reflect on. I think it's something I aspire to.
I can go next. I'm going to start crying.
It's fine. We're all fine. Everything's fine.
See how she fits in nicely to the family of criers?
I cried right before this call.
You have been radically and uncommonly hospitable to me. And I think I have not known where to fit always. And you cultivated a place for me to belong. And you have taught me how to love, and you chose to love me. And it is like continually awe-inspiring that I get to be a part of your faithful legacy and that I get to like pass that on to the people that I love. So I love you, and I think you're brave.
I love you, Mickey. I think you're brave too. Also, shut up.
Well, I think I guess I'll round us out as we have no other option. But Mom, I really admire the way that you can take hard things, hard concepts, not even in the sense that they're difficult, but things that are really weighty, whether that be teaching or just giving advice or just raising us. But you can take these really difficult things and make them communicable in a way that doesn't detract from their weightiness. You can take a really hard concept and put it into words that a young Calvin or a young or an adult Calvin can understand. And yet the significance of that idea is still, you know, there. And I think that comes from a place of the way you love the people around you. I just really want to thank you for raising me to be your friend, because while I want to move out of the house, I really enjoy watching dumb television shows with you and playing Catan and making you meals.
My quality of life has gone up exponentially every time one of my adult children has had an opportunity to move in for a season. So I always just keep cycling you guys through until Jesus returns.
Calvin, if you're looking for
who's
a place,
moving back in?
You come on. We got a basement. You can come. If you're bringing breakfast,
there's a plan.
Bed,
there's I've a plan, okay?
JT needs a spotter.
I want to ask you guys a question. I always find myself laughing when I'm around the Wilkin kids, either individually or as a group. Where does the humor, where does the humor come from? Is this a Jeff thing? Is it a Jeff and Jen thing? I'm not saying Jen's not funny.
Jeff's not on the call and you're still laughing. So
I'm just kind of wondering. I'm wondering where the humor comes from. Did you laugh a lot growing up? Because it seems like you laugh a lot now. And I laugh a lot when I'm around you guys. Is that just a part of the whole bag? Is that were we all constantly just making jokes? I mean, what is it?
We're so inappropriate. We're all trying to control it right now.
I know. I'm running things through the filter that's normally.
When Micaiah first started coming around, I was like, oh my gosh, you can't tell anybody how goofy we are. And then she joined in and now she's implicated and she can't say anything either.
That's awesome. No, I love it. And guys, I know that I know you had a lot of other stuff going on today and some of you are literally in a different time zone. And so thank you guys for making time to be here. JT, you want to say something?
No, I was going to say I'm in a different time
zone. Oh, you're in a different
time
zone.
He's in a different time zone. Yeah.
That's right.
Must explain why you're so behind.
Or we're just learning from your mistakes, one way or the other.
Is there something, let me end here lightheartedly, because we've shed the tears now. We've been sincere. Is there something that Jen is good at that might surprise JT and I or might surprise our listeners that is not personal or revealing in a way of which you will be penalized for afterwards?
Calligraphy.
Catan.
Yeah, Catan. Catan?
Catan.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
She's frustratingly good.
Really?
I am very inexplicably, one might say.
Yes.
Yeah.
With very little training, she started winning too many games.
She also has an uncanny knack for a skill that could probably be used for freestyle rapping, but is instead used for making up songs about our dogs or
she can
anything,
rhyme on the spot, like Noah.
Using nicknames that she claims she used when we were young, but now have resurfaced when we were old.
It's true. Don't make me say it right now.
I'm not afraid of it.
You want me to say everybody's nicknames right now?
I would love that.
Well, please. Please.
Except for mine. Okay.
Which one of Matt's are you going to choose?
Matt's is definitely
the
worst.
Yeah. It's mine. It's the bad ones.
Okay. Matt has multiple bad ones.
Since becoming a father, though, I've come up with multiple bad nicknames for my own, my own child.
He's paying it forward with the rhymes and the songs. And
she's also a calligrapher. So if you ever need, you know, like a tombstone engraved, maybe.
What?
That was so dark.
I'm
trying to hold
off
on that.
I don't like to brag, but I do have exceptional penmanship. It's true.
Could you be a forge artist if you needed to?
No, I have no interest in forging other people's handwriting. I just want to use my own wherever I can.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm planning a heist. That's why I ask.
Kyle's going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
That's, how do you know it hasn't already been stolen yet?
Sounds that's vaguely familiar, Matt. Sounds vaguely familiar. Wilkin, hey, Wilkin kiddos, thanks for jumping on. I have to now rudely ask you to leave the call. But love you guys. Bless you. Jen, do you want to say
guys.
Anything imparting to these people that, you know, you never get to talk to?
This intensive mentorship program represented here on the screen will be, I hope, is my greatest legacy. And the only one that I really have ever cared about. I love you guys. That's not to say I don't care about the other things. It's just, this is the one I was like, yeah, I care about this a whole lot. So I love you guys. Thank you for being my adult friends and also my favorite people.
Love you.
Bless you guys.
Love you, Mom.
See you later.
See you at dinner.
There we go.
See you at dinner.
Your kid,
only if he
your
makes
kids,
it.
Right. Your kids make me laugh. I think Calvin is one of, like, I think they're all funny. I think Calvin is one of the naturally funniest people I've ever met.
They are all hysterically funny.
I think if I was
the family text thread, the level of ridiculousness on our family text thread is beyond parallel.
I was going to say, if you're going to ask me if I had to pick the funniest Wilkin child, I would say Claire. I feel like Claire holds
She's
it
very
back
funny.
Until you get to know her and you're like, okay, I got you now. But she kind of.
Yeah, that was a super toned down Claire we just got. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's calling in from the medical capital of Texas, so she has to have a sober mind down there. Listen, hey, if you've been listening to the podcast for some time, you know that we love each other. You know that we love Jen. You know that we wanted to honor her life and her ministry in the course of this episode. And I would just encourage you, if you're somebody who has profited from the life and the teaching ministry of somebody in your life, you should honor and encourage them. There is an opportunity that stands in front of you to send an encouraging text today to that Sunday school teacher, to that high school discipleship group leader, to that men and women's Bible study teacher, to that pastor or preacher who faithfully brings God's word, and just encourage them. Their lives are not perfect, but where there are faithful lives lived publicly for the sake of the gospel, they are worthy of honor. And it's possible for you to live a life worthy of honor as well. It's all grace and it's all the mercies of God. And so I hope that you leave not just thinking, man, thank God for the ministry of Jen Wilkin. We do thank God for the ministry and the life of Jen Wilkin. I hope you leave this episode thinking, you know what? Like, I want to live a life worthy of imitation, and I want to celebrate and honor those in my life who do so, whether they're a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, a friend, a pastor, a discipleship leader, or whoever they may be. That's really my hope in this, is that it would be a witness to us, a witness that a life well lived is a life lived in witness to something greater, and it's worthy of celebrating because it moves up to something better. So I don't even know how to properly end this episode.
Guys, I know how. I want to say thank you to the two of you. This was really, really sweet. It was really kind of you to do this. I don't need a funeral now. You can just like play this.
Yeah. Well, I want to say one last thing.
At my Viking funeral. Yeah, remember right. My Viking funeral?
Yeah. Your mm-hmm. Viking funeral. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We've said this before, and I kind of want to tail on what Kyle just said there too, is this isn't like a, you know, quotable tweet or something like that, but just faithfulness behind closed doors matters. It matters who we are, not on the podcast or people are watching or in a pulpit. And Jen, just to say to you specifically, I've seen you, as you have heard from your other colleagues and your children and now your friends and brothers say, I've just watched you lead through challenging things with dignity, power, grace, and to do so not because you were seeking platform or power. I'm the guy that was like, I know Jen. I know who Jen is. She's a great Bible teacher, right? And like, you're like behind this closed door, just trying to be faithful. And if when people come to me and they say, hey, tell us about Jen, I would say, not the things that everybody on this podcast knows is, I know you're a great Bible teacher. I know you're a theologian, you're a mom, but you are loyal. You're deeply faithful. And your loyalty isn't to an organization or to a person. It's to the kingdom of Christ. And I've learned that from you.
That's right.
And I'm so thankful for that. And I hope to carry that as your brother forward in my ministry. And I've seen beauty in you, Jen. I've seen faithfulness in you. And I'm so thankful for that.
Thanks, guys. We love you both. Thanks for being part of my posse. It's not so lonely. It's not so lonely having you guys along.
Ditto. Ditto. Listen, if you want to find Knowing Faith, you know where to find us, all over the internet. Leave us a review. Check us out over at trainingthechurch.com. In our next episode, I actually don't know what we're talking about because I don't have the schedule in front of me. But there's another episode after this one, and I'm sure it's great. Hope you enjoyed the discussion. Grace and peace.